This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Yvonne Jennings, Yvonne Jennings, date of birth 09/12/1940, date of appointment March 19, 2024, requesting physician Rita O'Neill, RITAO_NEIL. Dear, dear Dr. O'Neill, I have the pleasure of seeing dear Rita O'Neill. I have the pleasure of seeing Yvonne Jennings today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose legs are getting worse. She is having a balance problem. At times, she is having pain, numbness, weakness. Walking is difficult, no backache. Having pain in the hands, EMG of lower extremity is done. She uses, please rewrite again, EMG of the upper extremity is done. She uses cane all the time. Memory is not good, forget easily, lives with the husband, write check, pay her bill. Her hand shakes, head shakes also, but she is driving. Past medical history. Hypothyroidism, arthritis. Balance problem, hypertension, flat foot, bone spur of the foot, depression, complex renal cyst, history of UTI, history of breast cancer, past surgical history, lumpectomy of the right breast, right knee surgery, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation. Allergy, atorvastatin, codeine, azithromycin, flu, vasopressin, metoclopramide, procaine, furosemide, adhesive. Medications, omeprazole, levothyroxine, hydrochlorothiazide, fluoxetine, propranolol, fosinopril, aspirin, omega-3, super vitamin B complex. Woman, vitamin, calcium, cranberry juice, stool softener, vitamin C, mucinex. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the husband, have two children, family history, mother deceased, she was having shaking of the hand, father deceased, heart problem, one brother whose legs are weak. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor of the hands present, tremors of the head present, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait, ataxic, rhombic test positive. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, essential tremor. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, mild cognitive impairment. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph, I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 29 out of 30. She is not a candidate for any medication for dementia. Her frequent fall and gait problem is due to the peripheral neuropathy and sensory gait ataxia. I advised her to use cane or walker and start taking vitamin B complex. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.